Digital Radio on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
In this growth period you had, why were you searching for something, or somebody influenced that? Tell me more.
No, I mean, coming out of college, going in the NFL, I think I gave myself one rule, and it was if I ever got a major injury, I was done playing. And that happened 7 games into my career, so it kind of sucked. But I think that really helped me find who I am as a player and as a person. You know, I was able to sit at home for 14 hours a day, do absolutely nothing for weeks on end. So just finding who I was, finding my happiness, finding the person I wanted to be on and off the field. And I think that that's something that I've built over the last 9-10 months, and being able to now focus back on football. And I've had lots of talks with family and friends that, hey, look, it's football time now. And all my outside stressors from football kind of go away now, because I've been able to have those talks with people and allow myself to, you know, focus on one thing. So it's been awesome.
Did you think about walking away, though, after this one?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I would say probably a month in. Like, the first month was kind of like, damn, do I really want to do this? And then, you know, it was 7 games. I was like, you know, I got to go back and play.
Yeah.
Like, there's no shot.
If it was week 8, different story. No, I'm so, that's so honest of you.
If it was the end of the year and I was like, okay, I'm over this, you know, and I didn't feel that way at all. You know, I did feel that way, not having the injury, not learning about myself.
Yeah.
But I think that gave me an extra step of finding that deep place and, you know, coming out of a hole that I didn't know I could come out of. So I'm appreciative of it, and I'm excited to see what I can build off of it.
Got to go back and play. Live from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast. It's September 3rd, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1, and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. I am Santiago Leon. I am subbing in for Victor Orocho. He is on assignment this week. He'll be back rested, massaged, and we got Mr. Byron Jones in Williamsburg, Virginia. Your first time there? You there, Byron? He's a little behind.
What, Williamsburg? Yeah, no. Plenty of times been at Williamsburg. Yeah.
Plenty of times. I used
been
to
here
live
plenty of here. Times, Williamsburg. It's hot. That's all I know is hot.
Yes, it is.
Summertime. And there is Anthony. Might be running more shotgun tonight due to the lag of internet in Virginia. How are you doing over there, Anthony? Is it hot in North Carolina as well?
It's blazing here in North Carolina, man. It's been hot all week. The holiday weekend is about, you know, it's that weekend for the holiday. It's blazing.
Which usually after Labor Day, school begins in New York City.
My daughter's been to school for 2 weeks already.
Nice. And we got Joey in Pittsburgh. Joey, I know it gets a little cold over there, but is it cold yet?
We've had some bad storms today. I'm surprised we have power. So yeah, this was a stormy summer day in Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah, also here in Florida, we're entering the height of hurricane season, but so far it's just been raining and thundering. So we have about a week or 2 weeks left till that high period happens. Hopefully, no storms will happen. All right, so we got a lot going on. The 3 weeks of preseason is over. I want to hear from Joey first. Joey, how was the Steelers preseason? Did you get what you wanted to see, or, you know, it's preseason and there's not much to see?
Well, it's kind of hard. I actually had really high hopes for the Steelers before when training camp started. Now I'm not so sure. I mean, we got our butts kicked by the Jets in a preseason game. I know it's backups, but what the heck? They have not looked good. And I know it's backups and stuff, but they haven't looked that great. And I think what's going to happen with the Steelers is I think they're going to start shaky because I think they're going to you have a new coaching staff, new players, and I think it's going to take them a while to gel. So I think they're going to be shaky in the beginning of the season. And I thought they would start off strong, but now I'm not so sure.
And we'll get to the quarterback issue. How many quarterbacks they have after the cuts later in the show? Frog, the preseason's over. How'd you think the Jets did? I mean, they beat the Steelers, so
it's only preseason. But I was impressed with the way they played. They had a couple of takeaways, something we didn't have last year. A few interceptions through the preseason. I like what they had on offense. I like our second year. Our quarterback in Cade, I think he's going to be Geno's backup. I was happy. Now it's time to see what happens. It's regular season. Let's get it on. Let's go.
And Mr. Jones, your thoughts on the Giants preseason? This might be tough.
I hear background. Where's that coming from?
Let me see.
Is it Byron?
Not me.
Yeah, it is him. It is him. So I'm putting him back on. Sorry about that, guys. Technical difficulties here. And we got Mr. Jones there. All right. We'll talk about the Giant roster cuts. They announced 8 cuts, running back Damon Backston, wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins, wide receiver Kobe Prentice, tight end Josiah DeGura, offensive line Brendan Jameis, defensive line Leku Fotu, linebacker Anthony Orji, and cornerback Ugo Ahmadi. Those were cuts. If Mr. Jones could chime in, if he can, go ahead. I know you're lagging. The biggest cut was Evan O'Neal. That's been talking to Jersey Boys Sports Talk for the past couple of years. He was drafted a couple of years ago, and now he got cut. And he just got signed, actually, by the Raiders. Late breaking news about last minute. So he's going somewhere. But I saw Joey nodding his head. What you think about this cut?
That's huge. This is you see that a lot when there's a new coaching staff. They basically take somebody that was hanging on the roster that's a big disappointment or something like that, and it was hanging on because, oh, well, he was a first-round pick. We have to keep him. And this coaching staff said, screw that. We have no ties to him. Get rid of that. I mean, he wasn't even good enough to be a backup. How bad do you have to be? How disappointing do you have to be? He was a 7th overall pick. What a bust. What a disaster.
Yeah, it was the big disaster, big bust. Anthony, what do you think about this guy?
Hey, I mean, what was he, a high-round draft pick? Never panned out for New York. I heard Byron complain about him for a year or two, so I know he's happy. So, hey.
Yeah, he was first. Big Bear. Yeah. What's the thing, Byron?
He was a 7th player picked in the draft.
Wow.
We might have to have him call in. All right. Another one that's kept on the Giants roster is Odell Beckham Jr. He's made the 53-man roster. There was some injuries in the wide receiver position. Harbaugh, was saying, hey, I mean, he is a veteran player. He's played in the NFL for years. Why not? He should be starting. Anthony, your thoughts over OBJ? Hey, he's in the roster,
Hey, I'm kind of happy for the vet. I mean, he's paid his dues in this league. He went through some serious injuries. I think he wants to end his career as a New York Giant, and I believe
that's all.
This is his farewell tour. Yeah, back to say farewell to the game and to that one hand catch that will be something for New York Giant fans to linger on for the rest of his career, because that's all, you know, that they have from him. He ain't never. I when I think of Odell Beckham Jr., I think about them partying on that yacht before a playoff game against Green Bay. You know, that's one of the things that will always stand out for him to me. You know what I'm saying, Joey? Like, he was like, hit the guys, they got too cocky, you know, and forgot about, you know, there's another guy over there called Aaron Rodgers. And they just, you know, I would remember that from Odell Beckham. But he's had a long career, and he's got a Super Bowl ring, I believe, with the L.A. Rams.
Yeah. They're getting ready to win another Super Bowl.
And he tore his knee in that game, ACL. If I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
So, you know, kudos to him to get on his feet and have a long career in the NFL. God bless that young man.
You know what I remember him like the most? Well, like, I mean, obviously his catches, where he wore these shoes. His cleats had like Snoopy designs and some other designs. He hasn't brought that back. Maybe now with New York, he could bring that back. I know he did it with the Giants a couple years ago, his first time around, but then stopped it when he was with the Browns, I believe, and now LA Rams. But, I mean, Joey, I mean, you remember him. I mean, he went up against the Steelers.
He changed the game. With that one-handed catch, he changed the game. Everybody tried to do the Odell Beckham after that. Every wide receiver tried to make the one-hand catch after that. He changed the game. And yeah, I remember that boat thing. They got really cocky, and people say that cursed them. They weren't the same since that. But I think it's so cool that he comes back. I hope, and I'm assuming this is the case, that he's coming back as the elder statesman, the unk to come and teach the young kids what he knows. To be humble. Yeah, there's a catch. To be humble and to just yeah, like you said, finish his career. And I don't know. I think the Giants actually are going to be really good this year, and I think he's going to help. I still think he has a little bit left in the tank.
Do you think, Joey, from your standpoint, because you're very, you know, you're in the AFC, you know, more with the Steelers, but do you think Giants might win the NFC East, or do you think of more Philadelphia or Washington or Dallas?
It's going to be so tough. Philadelphia looks really good. Dallas looks really good. Washington, in theory, should be good. I hear they might be good. They might be bad, but that's a really stacked division. So I don't know if they're going to win the division, but I'll bet they're going to make the playoffs if they finish with like 10 or 11 wins. They're just going to do well in the division because it's such a tough division.
Very tough. Anthony, how do you see the NFC East?
Man, I already I think I threw in my hat for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Birds are one of those teams that, you know, under the circumstances that they have to change coordinators every year to put offensive their quarterback. Yeah, offensive coordinators, I'm sorry, to put their quarterback behind the eight ball every season. So I'm happy to see that, you know, he gets another year. And I think the Eagles are to win that division, pick them to win that division. So hopefully Jalen Hurts, you know, will do, and Saquon to have a, you know, go back to that running game what made them, got them to the Super Bowl when Saquon ran for almost, 2,000 and something yards that year. They were a team to be reckoned with. So I expect them to get back on track. So I got the Eagles. The Cowboys up there pretty high as well. Not just because I'm trying to say that they're going to be up there. I just think they just kept the noise out this year. There's something about what's going on in Dallas that never happened in the offseason.
But there's always noise coming from them.
Yeah, there's always noise coming from Dallas. And this year, for some reason, I just seem that it's too quiet. You know, and I think that's kind of like, you know, a little sign to say something's going on. So be careful, NFC East. The Cowboys is like sitting back, you know, watch out. That's all I can say for them.
I think Dallas is going to be amazing. It all depends on if Dak Prescott can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, look out. Because CeeDee Lamb is one of the best wide receivers. But I tell you what, George Pickens is right behind him. You have two of the best wide receivers on the same team. Dak is still playing at a high level. They have a pretty good they took care of their defense too. They're going to be it just all depends on his Dak. It all depends on Dak. If Dak can stay healthy, Cowboys are going far.
Yeah, and they have no contract issues going on this this offseason. I don't think there's no player that's not playing.
No Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no Micah Parsons. I think there's one other. It wasn't CeeDee Lamb kind of trying to negotiate something or Trent Williams.
George Pickens.
That's right.
Pickens. He's playing, I believe, on the franchise tag.
Yep, that is correct.
So he is highly motivated to have a career year because he wants that big long-term contract. Poor guy is only making like 20, 30 million this year. I don't know how he's gonna. You know, he only has that 1 year, contract for guaranteed money. I don't know. I don't know how he's, how he's going to even, get food on the table. But
hey, Joey, you feel bad for him making $30 million. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how the guy can eat with making only that much.
Oh, yeah, those prices have gone up.
I'll take some of them crumbs from him if you don't want
them. We got Mr. Jones back, but you're muted, Mike. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, I'm still going to always be a hater of Dallas Cowboys, but they're loaded on offense. They got a lot of weapons on offense. The only thing that they're suspect with is defense. So they probably shored it up a little bit. Since they do have Rashawn Gary, New Jersey guy, Quentin Williams, he's gotten paid. So they got the safety that we should have drafted, Caleb Downs. So, we'll see. They're a little bit better on defense. Don't be surprised if they win the division.
Wow, you just said that.
Wow. Fire.
You think more than the Eagles?
I believe it.
Yeah, I believe it.
What issues do you see with the Eagles, Mr. Byron?
The Eagles. I know Frog talked about this before, but Jalen Hurts gets no respect. None.
Absolutely. Thank you, Byron.
He's a great player. And it goes all the way back, Alabama, Oklahoma days, and since he's been with the Eagles. The only issues with, they're going to be great defensively, the Eagles, but the offensive line is getting older. They were beat up, a lot of them, last year. You don't know if Saquon, empty the tank, when he had the 2,000-yard, season a couple of years ago. That's what usually happens. They get all these yards, and they fall back a little bit. And then now you're going to have Devontae Smith has got to be the number one guy. And he's a little frail. He's a little guy. He's not a big guy, but, he's a great player. But, they don't have the same 1-2 that they've had, the last 3-4 years since they got rid of A.J. Brown.
So here's my theory about the Eagles. A.J. Brown ruined that team. Yeah. They were doing just fine, giving the ball to Saquon Barkley, getting a running game going, getting that tush-push going. They were just fine. But A.J. Brown had to insist on, I want the ball, and it ruined the entire offense. Well, now he's gone. I don't know. I don't know if Devontae Smith can live up to it, but they do have that rookie, Mekhi Lemon. I heard not so good things about him so far. But I think they're just gonna put Saquon Barkley is gonna put the team on his back, or at least that offense on his back. And I think they're gonna go far. I think Saquon is gonna have a career year.
Anthony,
I like the sound of that, Joey, because I'm going with the same thing. I think they're gonna run the ball a lot more this year and try to get Saquon going back to that year when they got over 2,000 yards. They were more productive. They spread the ball around. And teams, they can't put everybody in a box trying to stop Saquon. And you got Devontae Smith now running. He's one of those quick guys, too. Don't forget that. And they just picked up the kid out of Rutgers, too, Wicks. They're pretty much saying that he can, be on the outside and might be able to help out. But I expect Smith to be the leader of that receiving core. And hopefully, like Joey said, Mekhi Lemon will come out of it and, maybe he can help out in that slot and, open it up a little bit for Jalen Hurts
But the problem is that, people don't realize they left, they lost Stoutland, the offensive line coach, left.
Yep.
He was a big part of their success running the ball.
Yeah, they haven't been right since then, too, Byron. You are absolutely right about that, for sure.
Lane Johnson's getting older. Cam Jerkins, was hurt, a lot. Dickerson's always hurt. And, do they have the depth? They did draft the one big giant mountain from Miami. I think Bell is the kid's name. He's like 6'9". And, they're grooming him to take over for, Lane Johnson when he finally steps down. But people don't realize how important it is to have that good offensive line coach when, during the course of the game, the coach is going to be like, well, hey, what did you see? What do you see here? Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And it's going to be a big difference without Stout.
Markel Bell.
Yep, that's him.
Overall.
Hurricane.
Huge.
6'9", 346 pounds, Joey.
You can't teach that.
No.
No, not at all, Joe.
From the U.
That's right.
Does weight matter, Byron?
Does weight matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, when somebody's 350 pounds leaning on you constantly, yeah, you get tired. It wears on you after one quarter, two quarters, by the third quarter, if you're not conditioned, yeah, that big old body laying on you, yeah, it sucks after a while.
There you have it. Let's stay with the Cowboys. They waived quarterback Joe Milton III. He's going to the practice squad. Byron, what do you think about this?
The little bit I saw, he could throw the ball, and he's showing it a country mile. He could 70, 80 yards or whatever, in the air. He could throw. He's a great athlete, but he's not accurate at all. And why, he went from one team to, they traded him where he was. I think it was
from New England Patriots got drafted there.
Dallas. Now Dallas waves a guy. It thumped him up, because he's an athlete playing quarterback. That's exactly what he is.
You remember him, right, Anthony, playing for the Patriots?
Who's that? I'm sorry. Sorry, Wills.
Quarterback. Joe Milton.
Oh, no. Now I don't remember this guy. Was he from Tennessee? Was that the kid?
Yeah, from Tennessee. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. He was all hyped up that year. He came out with the wide receiver that the Giants took, Hyatt or White or whatever. They had some good years. Oh, Hyatt. Same thing. I think Detroit drafted him when he first came out. And then I think, he's been up everywhere since then. So,
he's been a journeyman.
Don't say Hyatt's name. Don't say that name.
Yeah, what is he on the practice squad, that guy?
Joe Milton is in the practice squad. So
he had to give up his number 13, too.
Yeah, he had to give it to the legend. Hey, you better get that number. How much he get? $13?
No, he got nothing because he was in a practice squad. He got ungots, nothing.
Odell gave him at least he gave him some scratch. He gave him about $13. Nobody gave him. He gave him something.
He gave him some attention. That's all he gave him. He gave him a hug. That was all he gave him.
Hey, that's more than anything.
Mr. Byron, wide receiver Braxton Berrios on Giants practice squad, but should play opener versus Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess they're playing the old okey-doke, moving spots around with rosters so they have 53, and that's all they're doing. They're just moving bodies around. So there'd be a little bit more action before they actually play to put him back on the active squad so he'll be good to go.
I've seen that a lot lately. I've been seeing those teams doing that.
Yeah, a lot of them do that.
It's interesting. I've been noticing more this year. I mean, it's probably happened several times, but no, let's go. Giants beef up defensive line by trading Ravens, CJ Okaye, and John Harbaugh's reunion. This is a good pickup, I heard.
Yeah. He's a great big I think he's 360 pounds. He's some crazy. He's big dude. And, because our defensive line is kind of suspect, Giants. They got, Dexter left, and some of the kid we drafted, Alexander hasn't been playing as well, and they've been bringing, veterans and this and that and moving pieces all over the place. So hopefully, by this guy and him being reunited with Harbaugh, that he'll live up to his potential. He'll be that guy.
Before we go to the Jets and Steelers, what do you think about Evan Neal getting cut and not going to the Raiders?
He can go anywhere, man, for a ham sandwich. I don't care where he goes. when I look at like all the Giants busts, you know, through the years, and you know, we've had a whole bunch of busts, but for him to be the seventh player pick, he was like he could have been the number one pick taking a draft the year he came out. That's how highly he was thought of coming out of Alabama. He played all and up and down the line at Alabama, and then when he got to, you know, the Giants, all of a sudden he couldn't block anything. My question is, how bad it was the Giants scouting department at that time? Because he had Will Anderson in practice, Dallas Turner every day in practice. So you mean to tell me they couldn't see that he could not block an edge rusher, an NFL level edge rusher? He couldn't at right tackle. So that's why they moved into guard. And basically in the guard, you're like in a phone booth. And he couldn't even block anybody in there. He's 6'7", 340 pounds, and he couldn't block me. Yes, I'm gonna throw that out there. He couldn't block me.
Ooh, shots fired.
Shots fired. So yes, you know, hopefully you know, go to the Raiders or wherever he went, you know, resurrect his career, you know, be a good quality backup somewhere else. But yeah, he needed to get out of here.
Speaking about the Raiders, Anthony, Kirk Cousins named starting quarterback over Mendoza.
Yeah, that's no surprise. I told you, Santiago, the kid's not ready yet. I know what Tom Brady and the Las Vegas Raiders want to do with this kid. They want him to learn as much as he can. That's why they threw him out there all preseason long, so he can see what's going on. And I believe this would be the best for him to sit back, let the pro like Kirk Cousins do what he does. You like that? And, you know, let's see what happens.
Red shirt.
Joey knows about the red shirt, right, Joe? Come on, Atler.
Nah, it's only a matter of time before I give him 2-3 games, then you'll see Mendoza in there.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins is he's gone. Kirk Cousins is washed up.
You think he's washed?
He's no good. He's too old. And we're gonna see that soon. And the thing is, as soon as he messes up, and it's not a very good team to begin with, as soon as Kirk Cousins messes up, people are gonna be like, put him in Mendoza, put him in Mendoza. Yeah. So it's just a matter of time. I give it maybe 2-3 games.
Hey, can I say this, Joey? How old is Aaron Rodgers?
41. Aaron Rodgers is not washed up yet. Let's hope.
I mean, how would you describe Aaron Rodgers? It's not about age. 41, a young 41, right at 41. I don't know.
You know, I'm just saying, he's to go on a darkness retreat.
Yeah, you know, these guys are up there in age. I'm just saying they all old, Joey.
That's Ayahuasca or whatever the heck that is.
Yeah, but Kirk Cousins, I think he had an Achilles injury, Anthony, a couple years ago. Or was it a
ACL? No, that was Aaron Rodgers.
Pouring it out. That's
Aaron Rodgers had the Achilles.
It's hard to come back from that. But Rodgers has done well. I think he had a special operation. It's worked out. So
darkness. The darkness helped out, Aaron.
So Mendoza did not have a good preseason, right, by Anthony?
I mean, you know, that first game he came in, you know, and that was that Hall of Fame game. You know, I mean, he played the Cardinals. I thought Beck played better than him to me. I think Beck had a better preseason to me, and so did Cade Kutnick for the Jets. Like, these guys, you know, they showed me something this preseason. They're like pro ready, and I just think Mendoza needs to sit. He'll learn, and I think he's in a better situation than all of them, actually, because he has, you know, a Hall of Famer teaching him how to, you know, how to navigate through this league. So it's going to help him out tremendously, I think, for Mendoza.
Williamsburg Giants, what week will Fernando Mendoza start? Let's go with Anthony first and then by Byron.
He doesn't play at all. And I hope Kirk Cousins can win some games and, you know, they get another veteran in there and throw him in maybe the last three games of the season. I'll give him 3 games.
December. Yeah. How about you, Byron?
Like I said, I'm going to stick with what I said before. Redshirt him the whole year. He don't play a snap.
Not even a second.
I agree.
Wow. I think he's going to. I mean.
All right, then. What is he going to do, boss? He's going to play how many games, you think? Is he going to start? I mean, you thought he was going to start.
I think week 8 he's gonna, you know, gel in.
Okay.
And after a bye week.
When's their bye week?
I'm double checking it right now. Raiders bye week 2026. It is.
There's no way he's sitting out the whole year. There's no way.
Yeah, there's no way.
If they have a bad year towards the end of the year, I can see them putting him in maybe 4 to 5 games late in the year. They're not going to make it. But throw him out there, you know. But if they're
Aiden O'Connell in the quarterback room too.
Yeah, they throw the other guys in there before you throw him in. I'll be happy to see. Just give them some progress and let them take the baby steps before you just throw them into a game and, like, you know, say, okay, next week you're going to go up against the Baltimore Ravens. No, you can't do that. You just can't do that. So,
red shirt.
That's a.
Yeah, we're gonna use that one. The red shirt in pros, they gotta use that.
All right, let's go to the Jets. There was no significant cuts, right? Ross cut for the Jets, Anthony.
No. They what did they have last year that they wanted to keep? They got rid of all of that grocery and got rid of some, you know, ordered some new groceries that I like. So we got more professionals in the building, I think. That helps. If you look at how the team looks this year, they look totally more like prepared. They look like a team. I think the preseason, they showed me something. I talked about this, and I'm happy with AG's, you know, the way he got them playing. Now we got to see what goes on in the beginning of the season. I'm happy.
And the Jets named their captains Geno Smith, Joe Tippmann in offense.
How about my guy, Isaiah Williams, man? How about that? He's one of the captains.
Special teams. I forgot Micah Fitzpatrick's still there.
Yeah, he's one of the captains too. What do you mean you forgot he's there? We wouldn't have brought him over here from Joey's squad years before Miami.
That's right. He came from Pittsburgh.
That's who. Yeah, he came from Miami. He came from Miami.
What was that, Byron?
He got like 35 captains. But how many captains do you need? Good Lord.
Six. That's how many you get. You get six. That's how many you get. What are you talking about? 13.
Her department.
Yeah, every department got a captain. Who's your captain? Jackson Dart?
Probably.
Well, yeah. He's going to be in the tent. He'll be in the tent before the first quarter's over in week game one.
Don't get me started again. Aaron Quinn.
I don't mind. I'm ready. Yeah, you take shots at my coach all the time.
I go straight to him. That's my go-to. Fire.
What week? What week, Byron?
Week 13.
Week 13. Oh, man, that's not good. That's a bad number to get fired on. Let's go.
Anyways, Anthony, quarterback Will Levis, who got cut by Tennessee, worked out for the Jets today. Of course, you mentioned Klubnik. He might be the QB2. Geno Smith, number 1. Is Will Levis that QB3 guy?
I mean, you know, if they got Zappy, I think that what they released them on, and then they Cook, you know, these guys.
They do have an open spot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why not get a veteran in there that's been in the league? And, I mean, he hasn't had a real super career. I mean, he's one of those quarterbacks that came out that was overrated as well. I mean, he bombed in Tennessee. And, I mean, you know, this guy, he's a journeyman. That's what they do now. They just bomb now. So we'll see what happens.
Bad team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what happens when you take these quarterbacks, Byron, and you put them right out there. He didn't get no red shirt. He just came in his first year. They threw him out there, and I think that's what's bad. That's what they call the bad
team. That's why they threw him out there.
Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, that is true. The Tennessee Titans weren't that. But they were, you got to remember at that time, I think when they drafted him, I think they might have still had Vrabel at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel was with Tennessee when Will Levis was there, right?
That caused him to get
fired. Yeah, I think that's what got him fired. Another one, they threw a quarterback on him. He wasn't ready for that.
It wasn't the whole Diana Rossini thing.
I think at that time he was still trying to talk to Tannehill to come out of retirement. That's how bad he didn't want to take this guy as a quarterback. How bad he wanted Ryan Tannehill to come out of retirement.
That was crazy. And it's funny because he did better after he left the Dolphins. He did well with Tennessee. You know, his veteran experience. He did well with Miami. Don't get me wrong.
You got to remember something. They drafted A.J. Brown, too, at that time before.
Tennessee did?
Tennessee was. Yep. That's who drafted A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss. But Tennessee.
Well, hopefully Tennessee will think, you know, turn things around with Salah and their new stadium. I think they open up their new stadium next year, I think. So we'll see what happens. All right, Jets workout. Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers in the NFL a couple years ago.
Hold all your people at the massage parlors. Watch out.
He was accused of sexual misconduct. That's why he got let go of the Ravens. Anthony, will you take him? This guy is obviously he's older, so he probably doesn't have that same kick, but would you take this guy and maybe score some key points here?
Come on, man. He sat out a year. He's went through this bad thing in his
accusation.
Life right now.
I don't think he's been charged.
Listen, for some reason, I'm just going to throw this out here, and I'll let people figure this out on their own. It's always in a massage parlor where these guys are sexually assaulting these women. So something is going on at the massage parlors.
Robert Kraft happened the same thing a couple years ago.
Hey, listen, allegedly. If he's gotten his life together and he's cleaned it up and, you know, maybe, you know, they give him a shot and, just keep him away from the massage parlors and see what happens. That's all. Let's get him in there. Kick some field.
There's way too many in North Jersey. Yeah.
They got him. They got a whole lot in New Jersey. There's a lot of brothels up there.
Allegedly.
He should go to Tennessee, man. There's less of that.
Nah, Tennessee got it bad too. What are you talking about?
It's not safe anywhere, Anthony.
You got that right. You tell the truth.
Buffalo, I don't think. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like rural cities, like Green Bay, maybe or
maybe in where Byron lives at, where the Amish country is at over there, where Byron lives at.
So play for the Eagles.
I was in Philadelphia, so he won't go there either.
Yeah, he don't want to go to Philly.
He's an eight-time Hall of Famer, and he's 36 years old, still has a lot going on. So we'll see what happens there. Who's the Jets' current kicker?
They had some guy, and it was I can't remember. Was it not Santos? It was somebody they had in there. The guy from Blake Cleveland. Group. Yeah, some guy that they had with Cleveland. He kicked, and they brought in another guy. Ever since we lost the a year ago, the old man. We left this year. I think that's when the Jets should have tried to get a kicker because he was our guy. So I can't think of his name right now.
So many players in there. Pat Lee.
He played with Eric Glick. That's how old the Jets kicker was last year. He actually played with Eric Glick.
He did.
Help me out, man. What's his name? The guy, the Jets kicker. The oldest kicker in the league right now, guys. Come on, help me out.
Let me see. NFL.
Nick Foles, is it? Nick Foles? That was a quarterback. My bad.
George Blonda.
That's.
No.
I remember him.
Current NFL kicker is Matt Prater.
Yeah, that's the one we have in there. I'm talking about the one from last year. Nick Foles was our kicker last year. He's the oldest kicker, and I think in the
league. Yeah, he's one of those kickers, Nick Folk, which is now he's with the Falcons.
Yep, that's right.
That's another team I'm kind of interested in seeing what happens with Tua.
And they got a lot of offensive power over there in Atlanta.
A lot of that, and their tight end that doesn't really show up.
Kyle Pitts, he came out of his shell last year, that's for sure.
Yeah, because he was getting paid, that's why.
Hey, he came to play last year. Hey, let him play again and see what happens. They got Bijan Robinson. That's all you need to know.
Number two, number one running back right now. Is it Bijan or is it?
I'm, you know, Gibbs went in my league first. I would have took Bijan. That's just me, you know. So,
who do you think, Joe?
Jahmyr Gibbs is number one. Bijan Robinson number two. But it's very close. They're basically one in one, one A, one B.
Yeah,
they're basically the
same. Right.
I trust Gibbs more though.
Yeah, I mean it's a better team. He's on a better team and a better offense. So,
hey, you know, get Stefanski, Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. All right, let's go to Pittsburgh. Notable Steeler roster cuts: Joey, linebacker Landon Roberts, defensive line Dean Lowry, linebacker Malik Harrison. Not too many big names, but your thoughts?
Not too many big names, but I believe the Giants just picked up Malik Harrison.
They did.
He's a solid run stopping inside linebacker. He's still serviceable. He just never worked out in Pittsburgh. Landon Roberts was a bit of a surprise, but he was hanging out there a long time, and the Steelers just gave him a look. So yeah, not a lot of it's not who they cut that was significant. It's who they kept. The four quarterbacks thing is not surprising, but. You know, why do you need four quarterbacks? The reason they kept four quarterbacks is because they're looking to the future. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback for this year and this year only. Mason Rudolph is the backup. And then Will Howard and Drew Aller are the developmental guys that we'll see could be something in the future. So that's why they kept four. And hopefully it works out.
From your shows, you kind of guys lean towards Drew Aller as the future.
Drew Aller is definitely the future.
Okay.
Because he was, well, first of all, Will Howard was a 6th-round draft pick last year from the previous coach. Will Howard was a 6th-round pick last year. Drew Aller was the 3rd-round pick this year by the current coach. That means a lot. It's, you know, Mike McCarthy, that's his guy. But Drew Aller has a lot of physically he's basically the physical attributes of Josh Allen.
Right.
He has a strong arm. He could run. It's just he just had such bad development in college, and so they're kind of teaching him from the ground up now. Will Howard basically his ceiling is he could be a good backup quarterback someday. He will never be like a franchise quarterback. He just doesn't have the arm. He could be a serviceable backup. That's basically the best Will Howard can do. But Drew Aller possibly has a future as a star quarterback.
What do you think, Byron, about these quarterbacks?
Well, I like Drew Aller, you know, coming, you know, Penn State. I thought he was going to be, you know, the guy, you know, at Penn State. But for some reason, you know, he got hurt and then he just, you know, fell apart. My question for Joey is, how many picks does Pittsburgh have in next year's draft?
Good question.
Right now they have 8, I believe. But what they're doing is, because this year was supposed to be the year they draft a franchise quarterback. Well, now they push that back to next year. So next year, no matter what, they're going to draft a quarterback.
And that's a good class.
What's that?
Which is a good quarterback class.
Supposed to be a good quarterback class. Remember, this year was supposed to be the good quarterback class. And let's see if that actually happens. Because they traded a third rounder for they traded Broderick Jones for a third rounder to the Cowboys. So yeah, they have that extra third round pick, but then they lost a fourth and they have it looks like a 6 2/7. The thing in Pittsburgh is we just don't want to finish the way we did with Tomlin every single freaking year. Every year with Tomlin, it's 9-8, 10-7. We barely make the playoffs. We make the playoffs and we get blown out the first round, and then we end up drafting like 20th overall, and you don't get a good first round pick, and you know, not like you get nothing. You don't get anything. You didn't do well in this season, and you don't do well in the future because you don't have a good draft pick. So we just don't want the middle. Either we do really well and go far in the playoffs, or have a crappy year and draft high next year. But just not the mushy middle anymore.
Do you prefer to tank or win out?
I'm fine with tanking.
Steelers don't tank.
The Steelers don't tank, not on purpose.
But Joe doesn't mind, and probably the supporters don't either.
they no. I mean, but if it happens, it happens. And I'm not anybody would be happy with tanking or doing poorly. But I'd rather, you know, if we see that, hey, this season isn't going to go well, then fine. Let's just see, then play the kids and let's just see how that goes. And hey, we end up 5-12 or whatever and end up with a top 10 pick. Let's go.
Joey, I got a question for you. What about your offensive line? I seen some stuff again in that Jets game. I seen David Bailey, my second person picked in the draft, beat your number one tackle, just went right around him.
Who was that? Who did he beat that number one tackle? Was that Broderick Jones?
I want to say it was Jones, number 66, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that
him? And where's Broderick Jones now? They traded him. The thing with Broderick Jones was he was a first round draft pick, 14th overall, like 4 years ago. And he was okay. He was developing. They kept moving him around between right tackle, left tackle, rather they're just back and forth. And so he kind of messed him up. But what really messed him up was he hurt his neck last year. And he had to have spinal fusion surgery on his neck. And because of that, he wasn't able to eat. He wasn't able to gain any weight. He wasn't able to get any strength. So this year, he was doing a lot in preseason games, a lot in training camp. But he was getting thrown around like a ragdoll. He played almost that entire Jets game. And they were abusing him. I'm afraid. And then so they were able to trade him to the Cowboys because Cowboys saw former first round draft pick and they said, oh, we'll take him. But I'm afraid because of that injury, he may never really be a good offensive lineman ever. He was on his way. He was on his way to being a good offensive lineman, but that injury really screwed him up. And it's right now he's light and he's weak, and he needs to build up his strength. So that's what he needs to do. Spend this year building your strength. Maybe in a year or two he'll be good, hopefully. But I mean, that's some pretty massive surgery when you have huge surgery on your neck.
Absolutely. I mean, so are you happy with your offensive line?
No. Now, what they did was they spent a first round pick on a tackle two, 3 years ago, Fautanu. They spent a first round pick on a tackle this year, Ihonator. They spent a second round pick on a center, Frazier, and a fourth round pick on McCormick and then there's another one. And so they're all young. Front of the
screen if you want to see it.
Yeah, they're all, and Spencer Anderson is kind of he was a seventh round pick, but they're all young and they're all moving around. Fautano was a right last year. I believe McCormick was a right guard. Everybody's moving around. So it's going to take time for this offensive line to gel. They have not looked good so far this preseason. And that's why I think the Steelers are going to start slow, because I think the entire team is going to be like that. It's going to take them a while for them to gel. You have a new coach, everything's new, and I think it's just going to take them a while. So I think the Steelers are going to start slow.
The first three games, Joey, like how many wins do you see? Which is Atlanta, then New England, then Cincinnati.
Falcons, and then at New England. And then,
Cincinnati goes at Pittsburgh,
and then at Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. So, I mean, I think the Falcons are going to be relatively easy. I think, the Patriots, they're good, and the Bengals are supposed to be good. So, I mean, that's kind of a hard first three games coming out. So, we'll see. But it's just, I mean, they could start 1-2, but it's just, they could surprise, and they could. I think they haven't shown anything right of what they're going to be like and what the offense is going to be like or anything. I think they're keeping everything secret, and so we'll see. Maybe they'll start out awesome, but I don't have high hopes, mostly because of that offensive line. I think it needs time to gel.
What's the first thing that you think Mike McCarthy would do different from like the previous coach, Mike Tomlin? They say, wow, he definitely improved this part of the team.
Mike Tomlin refused. He would not let his quarterbacks throw to the middle of the field. Wow. He wouldn't let them. Imagine telling the quarterback, you're not allowed to throw to the middle of the field. Like the biggest part of the field, you're not allowed to throw to it. because he was so scared of turnovers that he basically made the quarterbacks ultra conservative, and it hurt the offense. He wanted to win every game with a low scoring game with defense. That's how he wanted to win every game. And that's ridiculous. So automatically it's going to be completely different under Mike McCarthy. They're going to score more. I think the defense is going to be more improved too, because I think that they were stale and predictable under Tomlin. And I think they're going to be, I mean, there's a lot of talent on that defense. It's the most expensive defense in the league. It better have talent.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a lot. I think they're going to blitz more. I think there's going to be a lot of new looks and stuff like that. So I think the defense is going to be better, and the offense, we'll just see. I mean, if you don't have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter. You could have all stars at every single position, but if you don't have a good offensive line, it doesn't matter.
They're going to be pretty old on defense too. I believe Cam Hayward is up there. Jalen Ramsey.
Cam Hayward is like 37. T.J. Watt, I believe, is 30 or 31.
How about what's his name?
They have Jalen Ramsey. He's pretty old. I think that's in terms of old people.
Yeah, linebacker. That's about it, right? You guys.
Patrick Queen. Yeah, Patrick Queen is around 30. So yeah, they have some older players on defense.
And you don't have your number one pick, Joey Porter, not in a contract. So what's going
on? Well,
what's with Joey Porter?
He'll play. He most likely there will be a thing. But right now is they're still in a dispute. He basically sat out all of training camp and preseason. He held in. They said he said he had a bad back, which was, you know, a bunch of hooey. but the Steelers said, hey, if you want to negotiate,
hooey is not good. Hooey is not good.
Hooey's not good.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, for two.
I'm trying to keep it clean. But the Steelers said, hey, if you want to think about getting a contract, you better show up to practice. And he did show up to practice this week. So I think this is just posturing by the agent. The agent for Joey Porter Jr. is the same agent for cornerback Christian Gonzalez with the Patriots. He's doing the same exact thing. They still don't have a contract either. So this agent is trying to get as much money as he can for his players, and he's stringing this out. But I mean, and the thing about the Steelers is they do not negotiate during the season. So September 13th is the deadline. That's
I know something else the Steelers don't do either. They don't pay either. They ain't gonna pay you top dollar. So I don't know what he's trying to ask for, but he better stay in the ballpark.
They're like a bird, cheap.
Now I wouldn't say they're cheap, but they've never been the team that goes out and pays a mega player this kind of money.
They're not gonna break the bank. Well, they did that for T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt.
He's making like $41 million or whatever.
You know.
But the thing is, Joey Porter Jr. is a top 10 cornerback, which is good. Yeah. But I think he wants to be paid like the top guy, and that's ridiculous. And I think that's where the problem is.
What's the top guy over here? Is it the dude over in Denver?
Surtain.
Surtain is,
but he's only making like, I think right now, like the top guy is making like $30 million
I don't know if he's going to get 30. I'm just saying, Joe.
That's the thing. That's the thing. And this just could be. I think it's just the agent. I think it's just this agent just stringing it along, and we don't know what's going on.
Trade him and get some pieces and some picks for him, because you're not going to pay him that money.
Here's the thing with that. He is the son of Joey Porter, who is a legendary linebacker with the Steelers.
Sometimes you got to let go, Joey.
But he's a baby. He's a Steelers baby. He was a child. He was like when Joey Porter was when they were winning Super Bowls in 2005 and 2009.
Absolutely.
Little baby Joey Porter Jr. was in the locker room with his daddy.
Absolutely. I mean,
he's a wonderful story. It would be a huge PR disaster if they trade him or let him go or something like that. So that's why I think it's going to get done.
I hope
so. And these are the top corners getting paid. And that Surtain is actually Witherspoon from the Seahawks and Denzel Ward and McDuffie.
Yeah, Denzel Ward in Cleveland, right? That guy's still balling out and making money out of Ohio State, man. That guy's still balling.
And Ramsey's up there.
Stingley's good too, man. Stingley is in, I believe, the Texans?
Houston Texans, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's a team to watch out for.
And Horn in Pittsburgh down here. I mean, in the Panthers, he's pretty good. He's a son. His son. His father played. He's another son-father combination right there.
Well, there you have it. That is any more Steeler questions, guys, before we move on to Aaron Allen, to the LA Rams?
No.
The greatest show on turf, Anthony, Aaron Donald coming out of retirement to play for the Rams. Your thoughts?
Oh man, this is like not good for the NFC West. I mean, we know the Seattle Seahawks are the champs over there, but I think Donald and Garrett, you know, that's this team reminds me of the old Pittsburgh Steelers. That still curtain, that front line is like was no joke with Green.
Still curtain.
It, you know, like these guys up front with the Rams, you got two bookends that are just absolute dogs, man. And Donald and Garrett. And you got to remember something for Garrett. He never been on a team where he's going to be able to play the way he plays because he's right. Always had to play defense from losing. Now he could just sit back and tee off, man. Like every down, he could just tee off. Like he's going to be playing from ahead most of the time. It just, you know, and then they're going to probably use Donald here and there. I figure, you know, he'll come in on third down, maybe, you know, on packages and, you know, preserve his young body because that body of his is just beyond, like, you know, he's just a beast among boys. You feel me? Like he's just a different breed is Donald. So I just say the Rams, man.
Super Bowl contenders? Can we?
I'm not gonna go that far. We've been down this road with these super teams. I need to see a little bit more. So I just tell you this: that defense is good. I mean, that defense, that front line with Garrett and him are going to be special.
What do you think, Byron? This is a super team to win it all?
Nah. Everybody Why? Forgets. Matthew was dealing with a bad back, you know, a couple years ago.
He's not better.
He's still a 37, you know, 30, probably be 38-year-old quarterback. So, you know, they're going to have to duct tape him and super glue and make sure nothing happens to him, you know, back there, you know, playing
with some painkillers. You know,
yeah, and then can you bring up the defensive line? Because they have people just think it's those two. The other guys are probably, like, I think one of his name is Fisk, is a defensive tackle. And
Bring that up, Cynthia.
Coming right up. Kobe Turner, Poon Ford, Braden Fisk, Kyler Davis, and Ty Hamilton. Wait, there it is.
They're pretty good. The mother, Fisk and Turner, they're pretty good. Those two guys are good.
Ford is good too. Really that good. That guy.
So they're
Puna.
Yeah, Puna. Puna's good. I know that for a fact. Anything named Puna, you gotta be some good Puna.
There's something special about that person.
Yeah, something special about Puna. I'm just saying.
He's a gift from God. Joey, the Rams. Do you see them as contenders?
I think with Aaron Donald. I mean, getting him is huge and amazing, but are we sure he's going to be good? When you've been gone for a year or two, that's huge.
I'm with you.
How are we know he's going to be in good football shape? And even if he's a decoy, I think just getting Myles Garrett is huge. Myles Garrett was a monster. I know this from,
you
I mean,
that.
The Steelers know this very well. They're very happy that Myles Garrett is out of the division, out of the conference.
The Ravens too, don't you?
And the Bengals. Yeah, we're all happy he's gone. And remember, Myles Garrett was a monster on a terrible Browns team. Imagine him on a good team.
Absolutely.
Holy cow. So that could be. So even if Aaron Donald is just a decoy, then I think they're going to be good. But I still think, you know, everybody is already crowning the Rams the Super Bowl champion. It never happens that way. When you have a dream team, it never happens that they actually win. Something's going to happen. Like Byron said, Stafford is old too. Stafford is old and he has injury problems. So, I would bet any other team if the team was either Rams or any other team, I would bet any other team to win the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
You know what to say is that
go ahead.
Go ahead.
The only thing I'm going to say right now, Myles Garrett is going to have 25 sacks this year.
You think so?
Easy. Easy.
Wow. Yeah, easy. Yeah. 25. Doesn't get a stick injury. 25.
He's going to break his own record.
Think of this, yes. Santiago. He, when he was in Cleveland, they always had the losing. The team's running the ball all the time at him. Now he's going to the Rams. They're going to be playing ahead. So the other team's going to be throwing as much as possible to just try to catch up. And that's just going to set this all up for just bad things for quarterbacks back there. So all I can see is the Rams, man, is like, it's all set up for Garrett to like just dominate, man. It's a perfect situation for this guy. I'm happy for him.
Wow. There you have it. Before we go, Joey, I want to hear from you. Who will win your division, the north of the AFC?
I would love to say Steelers, but I think it's Baltimore's year.
With a new coach, Jesse Minter.
That's what scares me. I don't know if he's going to be. I don't know if he's up for the challenge. That's weird. I could see the Browns be. I mean, I could see the Bengals being good too. But the problem is, the Bengals have no defense. So I think it might be Baltimore's year. I think it'll be
again.
I think Lamar has a lot to prove, and his time is running out. He's another one. Let's talk about age. He's only like 29 or 30, but he's an old 29 or 30.
And he's up for contract negotiation.
There's a lot of wear and tear on that body.
I'll take him, though.
To the Jets?
Yeah, I'd love him.
I can see him going there, actually. Anthony, what do you think about the AFC North? Who will win it?
I'd like the Steelers to, like you guys want to say, the Steelers to tank. That's not in their DNA. I expect them to be contending, like, you know, and I expect Baltimore to be there. But there's been a lot of changes over there, so we'll see what happens. And, you know, Cincinnati with Chase and Joe Burrow's being healthy, we'll see, you know. We'll see what happens over there. But, I mean, good luck. I mean, that division is it's up for the takings, actually. You know, the Cleveland Browns ain't going to be good, so – you have those other three teams to worry about. That's it.
What about you, Byron?
You know, I have to do my usual, man. I'm picking the Cleveland Browns to win that division. I'm going with Cleveland and Deshaun Watson, the whole crew, to shock the world, and they're going to win their division.
That is not going to happen, people.
Is the air okay in that wherever you are?
Yeah, I was going to say we got a
gas leak or something. Are you feeling okay?
Hey, boss, we do drug testing on
we might start next week.
Yeah,
especially when Victor's coming back from who knows where.
Yeah, when Victor comes back, we got to do some drug testing. Because this is this guy right here.
I'm going Cleveland Browns, man.
Just remember, the tank is a real thing. I think at least three teams, are going to fight hard for that Arch Manning pick. Dolphins, Arizona Cardinals, and Browns, they're going to outdo themselves trying to lose as much as possible to get that number one pick.
Yeah.
You got to remember something, Joey. There's no tanking no more. So you got to
play. You better believe prove it.
Yeah. So you ain't going to get that pick if you start tanking.
There's no text message from the owner. Please tank.
Tanking for me is not cool.
Go Arch Manning.
He may be in the draft next year, but he may stay in college because they pay so well. So he may stick around. Who knows? I've heard that, but
no, not Manny. He got money. Why would he want to stick around and go stay in college? He get paid in the pros, like, you know.
If your choice is to go to Cleveland, I'd stay in school.
Oh yeah, now that's different. Now that they're dysfunctional over there. So yeah.
Like, he's going to do like his Uncle Peyton did that year when he could have came out and went to the Jets.
Yeah.
And he decided.
No. It was San Diego. Yeah, don't say the Jets. It was San Diego. It was San Diego Chargers. It was the Chargers.
No.
San Diego, look it up. It was the Chargers. San Diego.
No, that was Eli. I'm talking about Peyton was the other one. Peyton did that.
Oh, I think Peyton was – the Jets wanted Peyton, but he wasn't really at that pick. So the
coach – he wasn't feeling – he stayed in Tennessee.
We didn't want his lanky long neck anyway, so we are right. We had Vinny Testaverde. We didn't want him anyway. So.
Old man. The dark role. Vinny Testaverde and
Peyton. Nice choices.
We had Vinny, man.
All right, guys, we're at the top of the hour. Joey, what are your coordinates? So how can people reach you and tell us about your show?
Joey Bag of Donuts. I am Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I do the Donut Bag podcast every Monday at 8. Talking Steelers, there's a lot to talk about. So, yeah, let's go. Football is finally here.
Yes, football's sir.
Finally here. Next week, the first game is on Wednesday. The here Niners go, flew out
Steelers.
Already.
Here we go. Joe, you ready for that? Here we go,
Steelers. I wish I could grab my terrible towel.
Let's go.
Anthony, what's the best way for people to reach you? I know you have a YouTube channel, I believe.
Yeah, man, at Uncle Funky 685 on YouTube. And you can find me on a Jersey Boys Talk show here on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. And at the update tomorrow. San Diego.
We'll be talking about
Kawhi Leonard and this situation.
I wish we would have talked about him.
Hey,
Joey, give us a minute. What do you think, to think about the Kawhi Leonard
situation? Let's go. Joey knows a little bit about this. Come on, Joey. Let's go, brother.
Not in sports, but in life and in politics or whatever, journalism is so important. This is because of Pablo Torre. Broke this story and people said, "You're crazy. What are you doing? You don't know what you're talking about." He broke this story and it is ridiculous. Ballmer should be removed from the league. They should remove him as owner.
1 year suspension, Joey.
Kawhi Leonard got off easy. He got a slap on the wrist. And the Clippers are you lose five draft, they're devastated now. And they should even have more severe penalties. That's absolutely ridiculous. You cannot circumvent the cap like that.
That's right.
Absolutely ridiculous. And something needed to be done. Good. Penalty wasn't harsh enough.
It's a troublesome club. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, Anthony. You can reach us at thesportscast.net. on our website or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. Victor will be back next week. He's pumped. I think, he'll be back next week during the kickoff. Usually he's not around for kickoff, but he'll be back. Mr. Byron, what time is the show every week?
8 o'clock. Thursday, is that? There you go. 8 o'clock. There you go.
We'll have a lot of fun this season. I think it's going to be good for both teams. Not good for Miami, but they'll be tanking. The Jets, maybe slightly better, more interceptions. But there you have it. Victor will be back next week.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Excited to be back. See you tomorrow. The update at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube.
See you, Joey. Byron, I love you guys.
Thanks for coming
on. See you guys.
See ya. Peace.